The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, April 8th. We're talking about who's leaving the Trump administration and why, and the weather to watch for this week. Plus, championship games, new tech rules, and Beyonce rumors. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a major departure from the Trump administration. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will leave her position. She and President Trump confirmed it on Twitter yesterday. She's been leading and defending Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and his call for a border wall. In fact, CBS News says she was by the president's side just on Friday when he visited the border in Southern California. But as of Sunday, she's out. It's not clear if she's choosing to leave or was forced to resign. But sources told CNN Trump has not been happy with her. And USA Today says some in the White House don't think she's done enough to stop border crossings. The only reason in her resignation letter is that it's simply, quote, the right time for me to step aside. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will take Nielsen's place as acting DHS secretary, at least for now. It's been 25 years since the Rwandan genocide. The BBC says the country will mourn for 100 days now, the same time it took in 1994 for about a tenth of the country, or about 800,000 people, to be killed. The conflict was between two ethnic groups. Most of those who died were minority Tutsis and moderate Hutus, killed by Hutu extremists. Other foreign leaders and thousands of people came to a ceremony over the weekend to remember. Rwanda's president said the country has become a family again. Tough new rules for tech companies could be coming to the UK. CNN reports the government is working on guidelines for online companies that would make them legally responsible for the illegal stuff that ends up on their sites. Think substantial fines and even criminal penalties if the companies don't do enough to get rid of things like cyberbullying and child abuse. A new independent regulator would be the one to enforce these new rules. Europe has taken a stricter stance on tech regulation than we're seeing here in the US. This particular plan is still in the works before it'll be proposed to become law. American Airlines says it's canceling flights into early June, and it's because Boeing 737 MAX planes are still grounded, and it seems they'll stay grounded for a while. USA Today says it means about 90 flights per day are now canceled. It's meant to give people time to rebook and avoid any last-minute changes. Other airlines have done something similar, like Southwest, that so far has canceled all flights using the 737 MAX planes through at least May. Remember, Boeing 737 MAX planes are not allowed to fly after two deadly plane crashes involving the same model of airplane, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia. It's still not clear when those planes will be allowed to fly once again. At the same time, Boeing just said it's cutting back a bit on making new 737 planes. The New York Times reports the company plans to make about 10 less per month now. And the CEO says Boeing is putting together a committee to review how it designs and develops jets to ensure the highest level of safety. Some intense weather, including heavy rain, snow, and big temperature changes, are coming to parts of the U.S. this week. AccuWeather says storms with heavy rain and wind will hit parts of the Southeast and the Carolinas today. Flash flooding is a concern in some spots. And already over the weekend, the Weather Channel says parts of the South were hit by flooding and severe thunderstorms. There was even a possible tornado in Texas that caused power outages and flight cancellations. And later this week, people in north central states can expect to go from short sleeves to winter coats again. A major snowstorm is expected, and it may cause some travel delays. Stay tuned. Much more news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. We all try to be as productive as possible each day, but we have to make choices. We only have so much time, right? So if you feel like you just don't have time to read as much as you want, Blinkist is for you. It's the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you in just 15 minutes. From self-help and business to health and history, you can read or listen to any of them on the go. Blinkist was made for busy people like us. I like it because sometimes I just need to get to the point, learn something new, and then go put it into action and get on with my day. And when you sign up, I recommend checking out Factfulness. It expands on some of the positive things about our world that we've talked about right here on the show, like how extreme poverty is actually going down and things aren't quite as negative as they sometimes seem. Other popular books include The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And right now, you can go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Now back to the news. Tonight's the night. March Madness will come to an end and we'll know the NCAA men's national champions. It's come down to the Virginia Cavaliers or the Texas Tech Red Raiders. CBS Sports says neither team has actually been to the national championship before, so a lot is riding on tonight's game. As for the women, we already know Baylor won the 2019 national title, but it was a close game. Baylor beat Notre Dame 82-81. Two college students allegedly scammed Apple, and the tech company apparently lost about $900,000 because of it. So how'd it happen? The New York Times reports the students allegedly sent fake iPhones to Apple, saying they didn't work and were under warranty. Then Apple would send a real replacement, and the students would sell them in China. Together, the Times says the students submitted about 3,000 warranty claims, and about half were approved. One of the students was already charged with trafficking counterfeit goods, but both students say they did not know the phones were fake. Apple isn't commenting. Heads up to those of you who like to send Netflix videos from one Apple device to another. It might be a bit harder now. Netflix has removed the ability to wirelessly cast its videos using Apple's AirPlay. Netflix told The Verge it's basically because they can't tell which TV you're using when you do that, and they say it could affect your quality of video. Netflix says it's not a way to snub Apple, but critics aren't so sure. Remember, Apple is coming out with its own new TV Plus subscription video service soon, and Netflix decided not to be part of it. The competition heats up. Speaking of Netflix, there's a lot of buzz around a possible Beyoncé special. All we know so far is Netflix posted a cryptic message to its social media channels, a yellow image with the words Homecoming, April 17th. Well, Homecoming is the name of Beyoncé's new scholarship program. One of several clues that have fans very excited about a possible special or documentary. E! News says there are rumors it will have unseen footage from her Coachella performance last year. So stay tuned. And by the way, Beyoncé has another partnership in the works, this one with Adidas. Business Insider says they're partnering to produce signature shoes, clothing, and relaunching her brand Ivy Park. Superhero movie Shazam was number one at the box office over the weekend. Variety says it was expected to make just around $40 million, but it brought in even more, about $53 million in the U.S. and $158 million worldwide. It's not a lot of money compared to other superhero films, but Forbes says it cost a lot less to make as well. The movie is about a teenager who transforms into a superhero when someone says the magic word. The movie Pet Sematary came in at number two, and Disney's Dumbo was third. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening today. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, I've listed all the links and sources in today's show notes. Just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.